The first time the signal was heard, it was mistaken for nothing. The Blessed Herald drifted through the void, a black ship in the Emperor's service, its hull blacker than the abyss it sailed. Inside, it carried cargo beyond measure, beyond price, beyond comprehension. 1,000 astropaths, bound and blindfolded, their souls tethered to the immaterium like flies in a web, their minds wrenched open to hear the whispers of the great black ocean. They lived in darkness. They listened. The warp was never silent. It moaned. It trembled. It screamed. Echoes of lost transmissions. The dying thoughts of psychers torn apart in battle. The guttural laughter of things that should not exist. The astropathic choir filtered it, searching for the Imperium's voice amidst the madness. But tonight, something else was speaking. It began as a pulse. A sound too faint to be sound. A whisper that was not truly a whisper. Adept Crassus, the lowest ranked of the choir, caught it first, his mind brushing against something so distant, so faint, that he thought he had imagined it. Then the words came. Is anyone receiving? A silence so deep it felt like the ship itself was holding its breath. Crassus shuddered. His lips trembled, but no sound escaped. He had trained for this. He knew the procedures: decode, filter, report. But his gut twisted in warning. Something about this transmission felt wrong. Still, he pressed forward. The fleet is gone. Crassus's hands twitched. The stars are wrong. The other astropaths in the choir shifted. Small movements, twitches. One of them, a woman with hollow cheeks and skin like parchment, whimpered. Crassus did not understand. It was just a message. Then, a sudden pressure, a weight, as if something unseen had turned its gaze upon him. The warp static that always throbbed in the back of his skull, gone. The immaterium stilled. His breath caught. His body seized. Something was listening. They don't use ships. They don't need them. The chamber grew cold. The candles flickered. The air shifted. Crassus tried to pull away from the message, to unhear it, but it had already latched onto his mind. By the throne, they see us. And then, movement. Something shifted in the room. A shape in the darkness. The astropaths screamed. A sudden eruption of psychic agony, a keening wail that tore through the chamber. Candles snuffed out, walls cracked. Crassus fell to his knees, gasping for breath as the words burned themselves into his skull. And then, silence. The void exhaled. A moment later, the bridge of the Blessed Herald was flooded with emergency alerts. Vox arrays malfunctioned. Geller fields fluctuated. The ship's navigator, an ancient woman fused to her throne, let out a wet, rattling cough, then slumped forward, dead. And on the bridge, Lord Inquisitor Olix Verin turned toward the flickering cogitator screen, eyes narrowing as he read the decoded fragments of the transmission. Then, he did something no one had ever seen him do before. He paled. No one spoke. No one moved. The bridge of the Blessed Herald hung in a silence so deep it felt like a vacuum. The kind of silence that happened when something had gone terribly, terribly wrong. Lord Inquisitor Olix Verin had read countless heretical texts, burned worlds to ash for less than a single utterance of the profane. He had executed imperial officers for mismanaging planetary tithes, put entire families to the blade for daring to question the word of the throne. But now, he stared at the flickering cogitator screen, his breath slow, controlled, measured, forced. The message should have been a standard decryption. Should have been just another lost fleet's death rattle. But what was appearing on the screen, it was wrong. They are not speaking to us. The words repeated across the cogitator's lumen display, the data runic script flickering in erratic bursts, the machine spirit of the terminal struggling against what it had been made to carry. The Inquisitor turned, slow and deliberate, toward the astropathic choir. The chamber beyond the bridge was a ruin. The walls were dripping condensation, the Auspex readings of the chamber jarring between normal and catastrophic instability. Half the choir lay dead, their bodies twisted in unnatural contortions. the rest huddled together, whispering prayers that were not helping. "Seal this deck," Verin said. The command came flat, controlled, no emotion, because emotion was death. The ship's command crew hesitated. These were hardened men and women, veterans of the Inquisition's brutal justice, individuals who had sanctioned entire planetary purges without blinking. And yet they stood there, unmoving. Because they had heard the transmission too, because something in it had taken root. "Seal it." Verin's voice was like a bolt round, slamming into the silence. The ship's confessor, a man of iron devotion, his face carved with holy words of faith, stepped forward, making the sign of the Aquila. His voice was hoarse. "Lord Inquisitor, the choir, they require immediate..." Verin shot him. The bolt round detonated the confessor's skull like a wet sack of meat, the impact spraying flecks of brain matter across the cold steel walls. The body crumpled, twitching, the ragged stump of a neck still pumping arterial spray. The chamber remained silent. Then the command crew moved. A silent agreement. Nothing leaves this deck. Nothing. Verin holstered his bolt pistol as the bulkhead doors sealed with a dull final clang. Behind them, the astropaths wailed. The sound was not human. The Inquisitor turned back toward the cogitator. The words had changed. "They are speaking through us." Verin's gut clenched, because that wasn't part of the original transmission. Because something else had answered. Inquisitor Callista Yen was not supposed to be here. The Ordo Kronos was an enigma, a hidden branch of the Inquisition, tasked with matters of time, paradox, and anomalies that defied understanding. Most within the Inquisition dismissed them as heretical theorists, chasing whispers of forbidden knowledge. Callista had always been one of them. That was before she found the name. The transmission logs from the Blessed Herald had been automatically routed to no less than 17 different Ordo archives, despite the signal's security clearance. That should not have happened. Someone, or something, wanted it to be seen. The logs referenced a fleet designation that did not exist. 8th Black Crusade, 943 from M41. The problem? The 8th Black Crusade had never happened. It was not recorded in any history. No engagements, no battles, no chaos incursions listed for that year. And yet, here it was. Callista's fingers hovered over the data runic script. She had spent years weeding out lies, erasing the falsified texts of cults and conspiracies. But this? This was not a lie. This was a gap. Something had been here. Something had been erased. The cogitator screen flickered. A shadow passed behind her. She turned, bolter raised. Nothing. Only the darkness of the archive. She exhaled, lowering the weapon. Just nerves. Just... The cogitator flickered again. Her breath caught. The words had changed. Not in Gothic. Not in any language she knew. A symbol. Number, not a symbol. An eye. And in the screen's reflection, behind her, she saw it. A shape. Tall. Watching. Then the archive's lights died. There was no warning, no build-up, no premonition of doom. One moment, everything was fine. The next, the Blessed Herald was not alone. The bridge shuddered. Not from weapons fire, not from a failing Geller field. It was something else, something that wasn't there a moment ago. Lord Inquisitor Olix Verin did not look at the Auspex readings. He did not ask his officers for a report. He already knew, felt, what had happened. Something had stepped closer. He turned to the Vox operator, a pallid woman with the thousand-yard stare of someone who had spent too much time in deep void service. Her hands trembled over the controls. "Play it again," Verin ordered. The Vox operator hesitated. "My lord, I don't think that's wise." "Do it." A slow inhale, a shaky exhale. Then, she pressed the rune. The transmission played. The bridge crew flinched at the sound, not from volume, but from something else. Something that made the bones ache in their sockets. The voice was barely human. a whisper that had been stretched and distorted by time, distance, and something unnatural. This is 8th Black Crusade, Fleet, requesting. They're not real. The stars are wrong. By the throne, they see us. A burst of static. Then the screaming, not human screaming, something else. It did not rage, it did not wail. It was a sound without a source, without lungs or lips or flesh, a resonance that did not belong in this universe. And at the heart of it, beneath the distortion, the broken signal, the lost transmission, there was a word, a single word, a name. The bridge crew stopped breathing. The Vox operator let out a small, ragged sob, because the name was theirs. Blessed Herald. A message from a fleet that never existed. Speaking to a ship that should not be known. From something that could not be real. The choir was dying. Not all at once. Not in a clean, merciful way. They were being unmade. Adept Crassus had watched the first astropath collapse, veins blackening from the inside, their minds still whispering even after their heart had stopped. Then another. And another. The air was thick with sweat, the stink of burning synapses. The screams had stopped, not because the pain had ended, but because they no longer had mouths to scream. Crassus turned, teeth clenched, lungs shaking. A shadow loomed at the edge of his vision. A shape. A figure that wasn't there a moment ago. It had no face, no form, only a suggestion of presence. It had been waiting. Crassus opened his mouth to scream. The figure leaned closer and whispered, "Hello." There was blood on the cogitator screen. Not Callista Yen's, someone else's. A body lay nearby, slumped over, their face twisted into something that was not quite a scream, not quite recognition. The lights flickered. The transmission logs were still open. She did not dare touch them. Her heartbeat pounded in her ears. A name. She had seen a name in the data scroll. But it was already fading. The records were rewriting themselves. As if the Imperium itself was trying to erase what should not exist. Her hands trembled as she forced the data runes to pause. The cogitator screen fought back. It did not want to be read. But for a brief, flickering moment, she saw it. They are already here. The air grew cold. She turned. There was someone in the room, watching, waiting. The light died. Time stopped. The warp had been many things. Madness, chaos, a storm without end. But it had never been silent. And yet, for the first time in recorded history, it was. Not quiet. Not calm. Dead. The navigators aboard every Imperial vessel across three sectors felt it first. Their third eyes screamed shut, their void sight blinded in an instant. The Astronomicon's beacon still burned, but it felt distant, weaker, as if something had reached across the stars and pulled it further away. The warp was not moving. The warp had stopped. For 6 minutes, nothing existed but the void. And then, something knocked. Olix Verin's breath was too loud. The bridge crew sat frozen, their hands hovering over cogitator runes, over control panels that no longer mattered. The Vox array screens were dead. The Auspex was blank. This was not a machine failure. This was not possible. A single word scraped against the hull. Not a sound. Not something that could be recorded. Something felt. Like a whisper at the base of the skull, pressing against the inside of the mind. Something was here. And then, the Vox switched back on. There was no static, no interference, only a pulse, a single rhythmic beat. Boom, 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 a heartbeat. Verin did not hesitate. Purge the ship. No one moved. Seal all bulkheads. Activate the lockdown protocol. Cut off astropathic connections. Do it now. Still, no one moved. Then Verin saw their eyes. The bridge crew were not frozen. They were listening. The Vox was still playing. And they were hearing something else. Boom, 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 the heartbeat, the whisper behind it. And then, a voice. I am still here. I can hear you. Please, silence. Then, who are you? Then, no. No, 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 no. Screaming, a tearing sound. A rupture of flesh and will and something deeper than thought. And in the final breath, the final whisper, before his body gave out, before his soul was pulled into something else. They are not outside. They were never outside. They were waiting for us to listen. Across the void, across every ship within reach of the transmission's ghostly echo, navigators screamed back to life. The warp returned, but it was not the same. The Astronomicon's beacon flared too bright, a sunburst across the psychic landscape, as if it had been reacting to something unseen. The void shuddered. The Inquisition's deepest vault stirred. And across Terra, in the darkness of the Imperial Palace, a chamber long thought forgotten saw its lumen strips blink on for the first time in 10,000 years. Within, ancient machinery woke. A cogitator, linked to the throne itself, scrolled through forgotten data records. The same message, repeated, over and over. A phrase that no one had spoken in millennia. A phrase that had been purged from the Imperial lexicon. A phrase that was now appearing, unbidden, across every active data terminal in the palace. Hello? The signal did not stop. Even as the Blessed Herald was locked down, even as entire Ordo archives were purged, even as the Inquisition erased every record, every whisper, every last trace, the signal kept transmitting, because it was no longer coming from a source. It was everywhere. Olyx Verin stood alone on the bridge. The Vox was silent. The Orspex was dead. The warp drives were locked down by his own orders. And yet, something was still speaking, not aloud, not in words. It was deeper than that. It was a presence, no shape, no voice, just awareness, a sense of being watched, not from a distance, but from within. The last transmission scrolled across the cogitator screen. Verin read it, then read it again, then a third time. It wasn't changing. It wasn't a mistake. The signal was still broadcasting, from inside the ship, from inside him. His heartbeat staggered, his hands clenched, the bones grinding against one another, his breath catching as his mind began to split at the seams. Because the final message, the last transmission of the lost fleet, the words that had burned through the Imperium's archives, that had killed astropaths, erased fleets, and silenced the warp, was his own voice. This is Lord Inquisitor Olyx Verin. We have gone beyond the light. We have seen them. They are waiting. They see you now. They see you now. They see you now. They see you now. The words repeated, burning into the screen, into his thoughts, into the fabric of reality itself. Then the lights flickered. The bridge hummed. Not a machine spirit. Not a malfunction. A response. A breath against the walls of the universe. A whisper. And then, behind him, a voice that was not a voice. Hello, Olyx. Verin turned, and the lights died. The machine would not stop. The data scroll continued, screen after screen flickering with the same impossible forbidden phrase. A tech priest of the Ordo Reductor, his augmetic limbs shaking with an unfamiliar sense of unease, stepped forward. The cogitator's machine spirit was reacting to something beyond its comprehension. He reached for the command rune, intending to shut it down. Before his fingers could make contact, the screen shifted. The scroll of repeated text stopped. A new message began to write itself, letter by letter, word by word, a direct transmission, a message that was not coming from anywhere, a message that should not exist. The tech priest's heart stopped. His vision swam. The Emperor's palace was the most secure place in the galaxy. Nothing breached its systems. Nothing entered unbidden. And yet, there it was. A final, undeniable, impossible phrase. A a phrase that was appearing at that very moment across every data screen in the Imperium, on every ship, on every station, on every shrine world, every forge world, every hive city, everywhere, all at once, a single word. Hello. The Inquisition declared a sector-wide silence. No transmissions allowed, no astropathic messages sent, all channels shut down. But it was too late. Because it wasn't a transmission anymore. It was a presence. It did not arrive from outside. It did not invade from beyond. It had always been here, waiting, listening, and now it had spoken.